Hello and welcome to the Raising Men Show, and I'm your host, Craig Carlisle. In studio today, we have another one of my sons, Jackson Ray Carlisle.
Hello.
How are you today, sir?
I'm good.
Wow. We are doing our continued series on wellness checks. And so for those of you who may have missed our show last week, or not even last week, last time we talked about wellness. And so we're not talking like people commonly think of health and wellness or going to the doctor and getting a checkup. We're doing a family checkup. We're going to see how we're doing today. We're going to talk about some things, you know, family related. And I encourage you as parents to spend some time with your kids and find out, how are you doing?
We've done this before, though.
Yeah.
It was on YouTube, though.
Yeah. Well, it's still on YouTube, actually.
Yeah. It is on YouTube.
Yeah. We did a video then. We're not doing the video today, but...
Well, we're doing a show.
Just the show itself. And we're going to talk about how we're doing as a family, how am I doing as a dad, and what I can do more, and what do I do to piss you off. And I'm sure that'll be really on the forefront of your mind, huh? Yeah? No?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about how are we doing as a family? How are you doing? How am I doing as a dad?
Good. Really good. Really good. Oh, super good.
Super good?
Super, super good.
But what do I do? What should I not do so much of anymore that may make you frustrated, piss you off, things that I just should not do anymore?
Good thing. I don't know. I gotta think on that one.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, so what should I do more of that I do that you like that I do?
I like when we all have game nights and hang out with each other.
Now, when Evan and I were in here, we were talking something similar. When he was on the last episode, we talked about that and playing bingo. And
yeah, we put, I won.
I know. We think you'd be cheating when you'd be playing. I'm not sure.
I wasn't cheating.
Well, not in bingo. If you found a way to cheat in bingo, I got to tip my hat to you. Because we have one of those bingo rollers where you actually
do like the old spin folks. It.
Yeah, like the old folks do, or the folks do at the casino when you actually see somebody playing bingo with the bingo cards and stuff. Now, we don't have the ink stop stampers. We actually have the little plastic tabs that cover the numbers. Yeah. But, you know, it's a great piece to be able to spend time as a family. So between bingo.
Yeah.
What are we playing? Life?
Life. Yahtzee.
Yahtzee. And what else that you like that
we card. Play? We play card games. We play card games.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what card game do you, we play? Uno.
We play Uno. We play, sometimes we play Speed.
Yeah.
We play, me and Evan played War not too long ago.
Oh, I beat him in War pretty bad. He didn't like that.
You did? Oh, yeah. We play pool because on our new pool table.
Yeah.
And we play... Sometimes we'll play Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, I'm not too good at the Nintendo video games and stuff.
You did good, though. You beat Ryan.
What was I playing?
We were playing ARMS, boxing game, and then we were playing Mario Kart.
I just kept playing this, pushing the same button on ARMS.
I didn't know what you just kept going like...
Shaking
your controllers and stuff. Yeah,
because I was getting beat otherwise.
But you won, though.
I was surprised. Mm-hmm. I was really, really shocked. So, and we do a lot of times now with dinner time being the same time every day.
Same time at 6 o'clock. We need to do better on that now because sometimes other people can be in games and matches. Mostly Caden because he'll play Overwatch.
Yeah.
And I'll play Fortnite with Evan.
Oh, there's that F word. It's like, I feel like Gordon Ramsay on the F word.
The Fortnite. Food.
So, yeah, so shout outs to you, Chef, but... Not shout out to the Fortnite people. And we're not going to rain and put those shade on the Fortnite games. I'm sure it's a game that's fun, but there's a lot of things with those video games. What do you think about video games? Do you think that potentially people play too much?
Some depends on who it is. Just some people can play like on average of like 5 to 6 hours and stream it on Twitch, and that's up to them, not up to us. But I think that can be too long sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's their choice. That's how they would make money.
Is it more than... Well, okay, so some of those make money out of it. So I get that. That's probably a living for some people. But what about the common people? Is it something that we should really do? Isn't it? Or maybe let me change the question. Is what we're doing on social media and on games, does it hurt people in the standpoint that it makes it difficult to talk to people in real life?
I don't think it does. It actually kind of helps me talk to people in real life.
Really?
Because whenever I talk to my friends on it, I'm like, it's like real life, but you're just talking. It's like on a call. Like, you're going to see them the next day.
Okay. Now, do you find that you act the same on your games that you do in real life?
Yeah. At school, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you know some people that act different on the games than they do in real life?
Yeah.
What do you think about people who are different? Now, we're not going to use their names.
I'm not going to say.
No, don't say names. But what do you think about them being different in one environment than being different in another environment?
I don't think it's good because you should be the same on either one because it's just the same as real life, but you just have a headset and a mic.
Okay, so.
And you're online playing a game.
So your online persona, emoji, or what do you call the game? What's the image of you, your avatar?
Bitmoji.
Bitmoji or your avatars, everything. So that should be the same personality, persona in the game.
Yeah.
Because some of the games you guys are playing, Fortnite in particular, Kaden's Overwatch.
Ryan's a big, he'll play Overwatch, but he'll play mostly with his friends, Rainbow Six Siege or GTA.
Okay, and I know in those games, a lot of kids your guys' age and a lot of adults using some pretty foul language up in there. What do you think about that?
That's why I mute the people's audio.
So oh, you
I
do.
Sometimes I'll join a party so I can't hear the audio.
Oh, so there is a way that
so you can cancel out the foul language.
Okay, so parents that you're out there, I just got an education. I didn't know you could do that. So, is it easy to teach parents, like even like who are listening to the show right now, how to mute the audio?
Not so easy, but I had to get a little bit of help from my friends, it's not hard and it's not easy.
Okay.
It's like a so-so.
But there is a way to mute the audio.
Yeah. That's what I have it. I unmuted it because I changed my account name and I got GTA on my new PS4. Mm-hmm. So I haven't muted it yet because I haven't played in a while. So because I mostly play Fortnite, but me and Evan are going to play and I'm going to figure it out again.
Okay.
I'm just going to look up a video or something.
So when you play these games, is there any advice that you would give kids and other people that game to keep it kind of a game being a game and not take it so serious?
Don't get mad easily. Just pretend like it's just like they did a good job. That like us gamers, we use GG for a good game. And that helps you like, oh, they did well, you did well, everyone's all good.
Well, that's awesome. Do you have some friends that rage?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about, I have a problem with raging. Because it doesn't make sense to rage like that. I mean, when y'all don't clean your room and you guys get caught in those games
like,
and stuff.
And like game-wise, you know what you mean.
Yeah, because I'll come and I'll rage and like, get your stuff. Get out those games because I need to get... Because I always tell you guys, if you guys get your stuff done...
We can play games.
Because I had nothing to say.
Like, if you get your homework, just keep your areas clean because we cleaned up our futon space out there. Yeah. If you clean up, you do your homework, your air is clean, you're set for the, and you do your chores, eat dinner at the same time, at the right time, you're all good.
So do you think do you do that regularly?
I'm trying to get better at it.
Okay, so what keeps you from doing it?
Mostly because sometimes I'll get trapped in this game or a match, and I'll get stuck in it, and I want to help my team to try to get the win.
Okay, so... We need to help you, maybe all of us that have the same problem, to be able to help our team family,
right?
You know, do better and win the match around the house with the dirt and the cleanliness. Because, like Evan and I were talking in the last episode about this, is that we lived in a place that was pretty.
Oh yeah.
That we like get kind
that
of
we grimy. Didn't really like.
Didn't like it at all.
Didn't
like it at all. And in our not liking of the place, it gave us a reason to not want to clean. Right? Now, where we live right now, I like it.
It gives us a reason to clean.
Yeah. And I think, you need to know. So I think for me, I want to rage about it when I see it getting dirty. Because I know where I was for that year. You know what I'm saying? That last year. Where I made a promise to myself that I would never get back there anymore. And because you remember when we pulled the mattresses up out of the room where Evan and Kaden were staying?
Upstairs. Not the room where me and Ryan were, but what they were there staying?
Yeah,
yeah, I know what you mean.
And that whole space under that twin bed was just...
their garbage. And
yeah.
Some of Kaden's side of the room, his room was PS4 equipment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And online PS cards for games. And Evan's side...
it wasn't much over there.
It wasn't much, but he didn't really stay in there.
No.
He would more likely stay in my room, yeah. Me and Ryan's room.
Yeah.
He'd use that excuse to sleep in our room to say, I have ants in my bed, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And he'll say, look, come check my bed. I saw it last time there was ants. And we go check his bed, and you even came in there one time, and there was no ants. So he said, Evan, you need to sleep in your bed.
Yeah.
And he says, fine. Then he'll go, Jax, and then he'll get in his bed for a little bit until you fall asleep, and he'll go, Jax. He'll wake me up, and he'll say, are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Are you sleeping? Not anymore. And then he'll say, can I sleep in your room? Can I sleep in your room? He said, he'll say, please, I saw an ant on me.
That's funny. But, you know, it's funny. I don't think I ever shared this with you guys, but when I was your guys' age and much younger, I used to do the same thing.
When we were living in our first house, that I liked that house. It was a big, nice house. Mm-hmm. Very spacious. I had that same way. I was like,
Hold that thought. We're going to go to break. We're going to talk more about family wellness. So our parents, again, we are spending some time here on the Raising Men Show, getting to know our kids, getting to know our kids better. Finding out what we're doing as parents, how we can change things, get to know them, do things better, do things right, understand what our kids need from us. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, my name is Eric Tomlinson with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate, where we design the sale of your home around you. With our nationwide network of agents, you and your family are at the center of every decision, conversation, and step of the journey to your next home. From hello to congratulations, selling your home with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate is designed to both learn and surpass your expectations. Call me today at 951-970-6727 so we at the Tomlinson Group can begin surpassing your expectations today. We want to work for you.
Does your business need to rank higher on the Google search engine? Do you want everything that your company touches to turn to gold? If you've answered yes to either of those questions, you need to contact Bright Media House. Generating relevant customer leads is critical to increasing sales and growing your business. By figuring out which online sales and social media marketing channel to use and how to use them can be overwhelming, especially when you have a business to run. Digital marketing is something every business owner and marketing manager needs as a part of their strategy. For more information, go to www.brightmediahouse.com or email us at info@brightmediahouse.com. And we're back, and you're listening to The Raising Men Show, and I'm your host, Craig Carlisle. In studio with me, I have my 10-year-old son, Jackson.
Hello.
And we were talking about gaming and...
yeah, and how we were.
How we were and where we are, some wellness as a family and things like that. Now, you were saying something before we were going to break.
I was saying, excuse me, at our old house in Menifee, it was very nice, and I was like that, like how you said, where I would always wake people up and say, can I sleep in your room?
Yeah.
Because I didn't like sleeping in my own room, but now I want my own room and my own bed, but now I have my own bed, but Evan sleeps above me, and he'll go like this, he'll go like, like shake the bed at night because it keeps moving and tossing and turning, and it feels nice like a massage sometimes, but when I'm sleeping it'll wake me up.
Cause you sleep hard. I'm surprised you even wake up when he does that.
Like when it's the beginning of my sleep, I'll wake up to it, but in the middle of it, I'll stay asleep.
Okay, well, that makes sense. When you guys don't have an opportunity just yet to get your own rooms, you guys are still a little bit too young for all that. But I enjoy, as a parent, when we started this thing about moving here, the thought was, well, were we going to do that or not? And, you know, were you guys going to have your own space or not? And I don't know, I think I've really wanted you guys to continue to stay in the same spot for those same reasons where you guys kept walking the floors, trying to find somebody's room to get in, bed to get in. And, and as a kid, I used to do the same thing. I used to go back and forth between my brother's room, or my sister's room, or my parents' room, whoever would let me get in their room. And I'll never forget, there was one night my brother scared me to death, but I didn't know it was him until many years later. All I know is that there was one night, it was after dark, and that house was like kind of like our old house where the stairway kind of in the middle, all the bedrooms were like around the stairway. And he left the light on in the, like the den upstairs. And I slept on the bottom bunk of a bunk bed. So when I looked at the door, the base of my bed was at the doorway. And I looked at the door, all I saw was this shadow of a person. He was just standing there at the foot of my bed. And I'm looking through from the bottom bunks. I could only see like this certain like rectangular section. And then there's light behind him. He didn't turn the light on in the room. I just saw the light behind him. So I just saw the shadow of a person and their right arm. And I was freaked out.
Was he trying to scare you?
Oh yeah, on purpose to keep me in the bed. So he made sure I woke up and I was calling. I called his name and my sister's name and mom, dad. No one, and he wouldn't answer. He just kept standing there. And I just remember, you know, crying and putting the covers over my head. And eventually I fell asleep again and I woke up the next morning, he wasn't there. But I don't remember if I walked the floor.
Wait, did you go share a room and bunk bed?
Well, I just happened to have a bunk bed because he and I used to share at the house we lived in before. We lived in a smaller house that had like this room addition on the side. It was a fixed number bedroom. I think maybe had three. I was much smaller. I was like, four or five at this other house, or much younger at this other house. So I didn't remember. But when we moved to the house where we were, at that time, I was really young. I was used to him staying in the bed with me, in the room with me. So he got his own bed, and I just wasn't used to staying there by myself. And so I don't think I walked the floor much after that experience, but I had to tell him later in life. When I say later in life, I mean, this happened like when I was like five. And when I got to be like 46, 48 maybe, I got a chance to actually tell him what the impact of that did to me. It let me, when I found out that it was him that did that to me, that's why, and I share this with you because it's why I don't want you guys to scare each other, because it may be fun. I used to try to scare people all the time, too, till I remember what happened to me. When I found out that he was the one that did it to me, that scared me to death, it made me think that a person who's supposed to be one of my protectors, a person who's supposed to be someone who's supposed to be a leader in my family, leader in my life, said it was okay for me to be afraid. That was the moment that fear came into my life. So I lived from age five until, even I struggle with it to this day, with fear. Because him scaring me, it said to me, now he didn't say this, but in my mind, the agreement that I made with the devil was, in my mind, that it's okay for a leader in your family to make you afraid. That means that it's okay to be afraid. And I don't want to be afraid like that.
Wait, is this just me or did I hear humming in the mic?
It's just you, bro.
Because I can hear someone go,
No, it's just you. It's in your head. And you know we're still on here, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we will cut that part. So I don't want fear to be in your guys' life. So there's moments when you're afraid of things. I don't want you to be afraid of things like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to, because things that are in my past, things that are in your mom's past, our family line, our bloodline, as they call it, it's passed down to you guys. So there's some things that you all do that you don't know why you do them. Things that you're afraid of, you don't know why you're afraid of them. It's the stuff that was passed down. Because, like, here's an example. When you've had the bad issues with asthma, right? And you didn't want to get right back out and go play basketball. You didn't want to get out there and get after it, right? When you get sick, even now, you don't want to go right back out, do you? I have to kind of almost like kick you out of the house and yell and scream and rage and kick you out, right?
Right.
That's where this stems from. That's a byproduct of my fear. Because you've never been scared like that before. You would have no reason to be afraid. Right? You probably never even thought where your fear came from. Mm. Yeah. That's the thing. I need to make sure that you guys know that you don't need to be afraid of anything. Right? Bible says what? God is not a spirit of
fear.
He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power.
And sound mind.
Yep, and might and sound mind. And in that case, your sound mind means that you're not crazy. And so people are all, oh, you're crazy. No, I'm not perceiving that. Right? I'm strong. I'm powerful. And I got a mind that's screwed on straight. I mean, I act like it sometimes. Right? But that's the thing. So when you're now like at school, you're in a new school.
Mm-hmm.
You have some new friends you're meeting, new places you're going. How is this school experience to you compared to your last school? Because unfortunately, we moved twice in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how has it been for you now in this new school?
It's nice, but there's some people that, like, there's new kids there that don't adjust so easily, but they still are adjusting. But it's nice, but I like my other school, but it's up there.
It's up there. Are you one of the kids that are having trouble adjusting?
No, I'm starting to make a lot of new friends.
Okay. Because you said there's new kids. You're one of the new kids. So how did you know who was new and who wasn't?
Because some people, at the first day we asked, who we raised hands, who was new and who was not.
Okay. So is there anything I can do to help you with your transition, with you making new friends, or what?
I don't think I'm good.
You think you're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, because you live pretty close to school, so it's pretty easy for you to...
Yeah, school's like... pretty close.
Yeah, so it's pretty awesome that you don't have to go very far and just kind of leave the house in like 2-3 minutes and you're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that you have any advice that you want to give a person who's getting used to something new and change?
Try to go out of your way to talk to other people that have been there for a while and have them show you around and how things go.
Gotcha.
That's what I did.
That's what you did?
Mm-hmm. That's how I'm friends with my friend right now.
That's pretty awesome.
And he comes over pretty often.
Yeah, he does. He's a pretty good kid. Pretty good judge of character. So I'll give you that one. Now, when you first moved, were you excited about the move? Or were you kind of
sad? I was excited, but for schools, I was nervous.
Did you find yourself ever mad at me because you had to change schools?
No. I don't know. I didn't find myself mad at you.
Did you find yourself mad at me because we had to move from our last house to the one we just came from?
From the first house, the Manifee. Yeah,
from the Manifee house to Temecula?
Yeah, because I like staying at that one.
Yeah. What did you like about that one?
How big it was and I like the kitchen too because it was a nice big kitchen with a nice island.
Oh, so you were more of a kitchen guy.
Yeah, because we were able to help you make food.
Yeah. You still help me make food now. What's up with that?
I did. I helped you not too long ago. I don't remember what we made, but... And I also at this house, I helped make the lemon bars.
Oh, that's when Yes, when was it? Jess was helping you guys when I was at the conference?
Yeah, when she was here for... she was babysitting us for the 3 days.
So it sounds like we need to do more cooking with you. So you and I do more cooking together.
Yeah. Okay. And make food for the for dinner.
Okay, so that's...
And one thing I want to start... I want to start doing is, like, after dinner, we don't go straight back upstairs. It's like we all sit downstairs for a little bit and make dessert for after dinner.
Yeah, now, would you have to remember, as you learn to make dessert, like the cheesecakes and stuff, lemon bars. Some of it we had to start making before dinner.
Yeah, so we start before dinner, and they'll be done by after dinner.
Yeah. And maybe some of the stuff we can do on Fridays? Mm-hmm.
Fridays.
Or even Saturday mornings, because...
Saturdays, we have to wake up and go to basketball practice.
Yeah, so that's tough. So we have to actually...
Basketball practice is fun, but the one part I dislike about it is the time we have to wake up.
It's early.
I want to sleep in because it's the only time we get sleeping on the weekend, but I don't really get to sleep in anymore on the weekends.
No.
Friday, I got school. Then Saturday, I got practice. Then Sunday, we have church.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm trying to give you guys a break with being able to go. And as parents, see, this is a great thing, is that you're... When we spend some time asking our kids what they want, what they don't want, what they like, what they don't like, what helps them, and what they want more of or less of, some of the stuff we can help them with. Some of the stuff we can do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even adjusting your schedule. Maybe we can work with their coach and say, you know, maybe we come, you know, maybe we take 1 week in a month off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he tailors his program where we only go 3 weekends a month. Maybe it's just us. Maybe it's his program. I don't know. Because we've got to have a chance to just take a break and rest sometimes. When we and I sat here last Thursday and we just kicked back, right?
We spent the day together.
We did, but it didn't start off intentionally that we were going to do that, right? It started off as, I think I asked you for a hug and the next thing I know you were crying. And I don't know why.
I don't know.
But I don't know if you knew, but I was actually already crying before you came in the room. I had a hard day. And we'll talk about that. We'll talk about parents being able to spend some time finding out what your kids' love languages are and being able to apply to that. And your kids need to understand what your love language is as well, because in my case, mine is service. I need to do some things. I need to get chores done. You know, so it's not all on me. But as we're looking to understand who we are and become better, we've got to be able to spend some time hearing the good things as well as hearing the bad things and grow from it. You're listening to The Raising Men Show, and I'm your host, Craig Carlisle, and we'll be right back.
Who you hire as your realtor matters. You need a realtor who looks out for your best interests and not their own. Marie Clark with Allison James Estates is a full-time realtor, specializing in helping first-time homebuyers in Temecula and the surrounding areas. She is also a ministry leader. Today, why don't you choose Marie Clark to buy or sell your next home? Please call 951-265-6259.
How do you avoid pitfalls that will disrupt your life? My office is very good with helping families protecting assets, building wealth, college flexible plans, tax-free retirement, and so much more. I am Jontrice Wells with World Financial Group, licensed to help million-dollar families, businesses, and everyone in between. You can contact me at 951-757-4202 or email me at jw.nofamilyleftbehind@gmail.com. I'm about your family.
And we're back to The Raising Men Show, and I'm your host, Craig Carlisle. And in studio again, I have my 10-year-old son, the youngest of all of them, Jackson Ray Carlisle. And we were talking before the break, Jackson, about how as parents and family, we need to spend some time finding out, figuring out what we like to do, what our love languages are. And you may not have ever heard that term. Have you heard that term before, love language?
No.
It's a thought of how each one of us like to be communicated with. What makes us feel good? What makes us feel happy? People have used the term, what makes our love tank full, If you think of our love tank, it's like your tummy or the tank in the car, gas tank in the car, where if there's fuel in that tank, the car goes. And if your stomach is full, you can go and you don't feel all burnt out and hungry.
Y'all breathe in the mic.
Sorry.
He's all breathing in the mic. I'm sitting here like we're watching Space Invaders or Star Wars. Like Darth Vader. So, as parents, we had to find out what fills up our love tank, right? So, for me, it changes. Cause I used to be words of affirmation, but for me right now, I know it's definitely service. Because I like when you guys' chores are done. I don't like to come in the house after a long day somewhere or even a short day somewhere and see stuff jacked up. That makes me feel all some kind of way. But I know I got my little piles of stuff that I need to work on too. Mail or the garage that needs to be done. Those are projects I got to get done. But for you, I know yours is quality time and touch. Because you're the big hugger. And you're the one that wants to, we need to go do something. I want to go play a game with me. And then there's moments where like, no, I don't want to. Because I'm tired, right? But I'm finding that if you all are better settled, right? Your love tanks are full. It's easier for me then to go get some of the time to get my love tank full too by pulling away and kind of resting. That makes sense? What do you think as a family we should do more of to help fill each other's love tank? Or do you even think that it's important that we know how each other's communication languages are? Because then if you know how you should communicate with someone, it may prevent some of the arguments that we have.
Yeah, I think it is. Because it could prevent future arguments.
Now, do you think you know potentially what Evan's love language is? Or Evan's communication style is?
No, I don't think so.
Evan is... He's similar to you, but you guys are different. He's the personal touch as well. But he's words of affirmation. You have to tell Evan he does well. Yeah. Right? Otherwise, he doesn't... You know, you got to tell him something. You know, he's starting to become more of a hugger. Because wasn't always a hugger. He was one of the last ones that would hug. But it's becoming more his thing here recently. Ryan, what do you think Ryan is? And when I ask you, think about what your brothers do. And I share that with the people who are listening. Again, you're listening to the Race of Men Show, and I'm your host, Craig Carlisle. We're talking about doing a wellness checks today. Excuse me. So the wellness checks, again, this is not a health, fitness, physical health. We're talking about family, social, emotional, spiritual health check. That's what we're doing today. So as we're looking for love languages and how a person communicates in their communication style, what makes them happy, what makes them sad. If you look at the people that you're dealing with, your spouses, your children, people, your coworkers, if you look at how they act, you can easily tell what makes them go, what drives them. So think about one of your brothers, Ryan, for instance. Based on what we've talked about, what do you think is one of Ryan's love languages?
I'm not sure, but... I got a little maybe hint. I'm not sure though.
But, we'll try it.
Because you'll have to tell him twice to do something. Mm-hmm. Like whenever I go in his room to like say hi when I'm back home from school, he'll either kick the door closed or he'll close it, then open it and let me in.
Yeah. Some of that is goofy Ryan, right?
Yeah.
But you can tell he likes to give hugs. He'll come over and just lay on you, right?
He's sweaty.
Well, yeah, that's not necessarily a love language. That may be a hygiene language that we might need to work on a lot more. But one of his love languages is definitely personal touch. He loves to hug. Come and just sit next to you. In fact, I'm not surprised he's not from a foreign, Asian country, because he doesn't have any issues with personal space. He'll come and sit in your personal space on top of you. And I'm like, dude, really?
He'll sit in your chair.
Oh, yeah. With you in the chair.
Yeah, like if I'm sitting in this chair, he'll sit at the corner of my chair right now.
Just so he can be near you.
Mm-hmm.
But
he'll sit on the floor next to you.
Yep. And another one for him is quality time. He likes to spend time with you, or with one of us, or with me.
Or with his friends.
Or with his friends.
Because not in real life, but they'll play together on the PlayStation.
But even in real life, he's got that same real life crew. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to mention people's names on the air, but he's got that same crew he runs with. You know, they just went to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
They go to the beach. They go to the park. You know,
they go to the mall frequently.
Exactly.
They go to each other's houses. They go swimming.
Sure.
To water parks, theme parks.
Exactly. So,
et cetera.
He does interact outside of the gaming environment. He's a big gamer, yes. But one of the things I do respect and love about him is that he likes that personal interaction. You know, if you gave him the time, he probably would spend just as much time in the game as he would with the same crew outside the game.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he asked me, he says, Dad, can we not move again for a little while?
When did he ask you that?
He asked me that actually about a month or two ago, actually.
Where are we moving?
Yeah, we were living where we are now.
Oh, we've already been here for a month?
We've been here for, this is the fourth month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He says and the reason I asked him, so why do you like living here? I mean, why do you not want to move again? And he says he's making some really good friends relationships that he doesn't want to lose, you know. And not that you lose a friend when you move, but one of the tendencies is distance state, you know, keeps you apart because he doesn't drive, right? Parents do. And so if he can't get, you know, one set of parents or both to take the kids to meet, it's tough to keep those friendships going, right? Now, of course, phones and the fancy games you guys have that you can constantly play together.
And voice chats.
Voice chats and even using...
And Skype.
Skype and FaceTime.
FaceTime.
And Marco Polo is pretty cool, too.
Musically, too, because you can go live and still FaceTime each other.
Yeah.
Instagram, I think.
Yeah, you can do Instagram live, but even with Instagram live, again, this is not a plug for social media, but for Instagram live, you don't get necessarily the interactions with a group of people. You can get, you know, comments, yes, you get the likes and followers, yes, right? But in an effort to talk to someone individually and have them talk back to you, you don't get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know for Ryan, it's big. That he gets a chance to do that. And Ryan always, he told me a couple of days ago, we were coming from, I think, getting his shots.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, you know, did you want to stop by Jamba Juice on the way in and get something to get a juice? And he was like, yeah. I said, well, do you want to get something for your brothers? And he was like, no. Because he's still holding that against you guys.
Because mm-hmm. we did him after practice. Because we don't eat. We can't. We're not allowed to eat before practice.
Right. Because it's so early in the morning. Yeah.
And because we're gonna be running a lot.
Yeah.
So of course we're gonna be hungry after. And if we drove all the way home, if we drove all the way home, we would stay home, and we would go back out to get food if we had food at home. But if we stopped on the way, if we got you something, it would be cold by the time we get home.
Yeah, but that's true and not true.
True, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's when Ryan walked in the house with his Jamba Juice from his shots.
Yeah, he's done that more than once now because it wasn't to him that it was a bad thing that you guys stopped and got food. But he still says that when you guys asked him, because when he asked you guys about, hey, how come you didn't bring anything for us? He says one of the responses from you, Evan, was, oh, you all don't need anything. They don't need anything. They're good. And his mind was that you guys didn't take the time to check and see if he wanted anything, even if he had to reheat it. You know what I'm saying? So to him, he was hurt that you guys would do that. instead of just saying, hey, we just didn't think your food would, you know, have cold food all the time we got home. Right? Because you guys have asked me to bring
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out before. And well, so here's the case. You guys got that day. You guys got Chick-fil-A, huh?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so, and I brought Chick-fil-A to you from, for your lunch on the lawn, right? So that same distance coming from Chick-fil-A, where it is, to your school, was the same distance as coming to the house. So that food wouldn't have been cold when it got there, would it?
Wait, which one did you go to?
I went to the same one that you guys did.
Oh, okay.
In, well, I shouldn't say that. I went to the one in Temecula by the mall.
The one by the mall?
Yeah. Then if you guys went to the one in Marietta a little bit farther, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, we went to the one over by the dope church.
By the church. Okay, I'll give you a maybe. It'd have been a little bit cooler, but you guys were on the freeway. It would have been a freeway ride home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so chances are it still would have been warm. But case in point, it doesn't matter to us, but to him it does. It's a big thing. So now every time I ask him, do you want to stop and get some, what do you think we should stop and get them something? Nope. Because every time I come home from school, nobody brings me anything.
That's what makes me mad sometimes.
What's that?
When the boys get home from school on, like when.
On the homeschool day?
When they don't have school. Yeah. It kind of makes me frustrated when I walk in the house and like an example. One day, I walked home on the short day when they were home still.
Because
they weren't in school yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they had In-N-Out on the table. And I'm like, I asked Evan, whose In-N-Out is that? And he said, oh, it's mine. It's ours.
Yeah.
And he said whose it was. And I said, Can I have some of your fries? And he said, nope. And he still had them on the table.
Yeah. Well, when we come back from the next break, we're going to go into the last segment. We're going to deal a lot more with, you know, with family and friend dynamics. We're going to go from there and find out what we need to do to become better. Find out what's wrong with some of our relationships right now and try to go from there. Again, you're listening to The Raise Them In Show, and I'm your host, Craig Carlisle. And in studio right now, I have my 10-year-old son, Jackson Ray Carlisle, and we're trying to get to a wellness check today to find out where are we? Are we doing better? Are we doing worse? And find out if there's some things that we really should identify that are better with our kids and things that we need to stop doing for our kids. And we'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
This is Craig Carlisle, the host of The Raising Men Show, and I'm also an executive producer of the independent feature film Restored Me.
I lost everything for something I didn't do. What type of God is going to watch a man get up on his feet and then kick him right back down and get dragged through the dirt again?
It's a powerful, feel-good dramedy that centers around a young man trying to restore his relationship with his young daughter and her mother.
Talk to him just like you're talking to me.
Where have you been, kid? These people take communion from me. I am their God.
This film speaks to restoring your faith and pushes a bold message of positivity and motivation. The cast includes Gary Owen, Bill Duke, William Lee, Matt Gerald, Richard T. Jones, Malik Yoboi, Yancey Arias, and Bo Casper Smart, just to name a few. Restored Me is available on over 100 digital markets, including iTunes, Amazon, and on demand from your local cable provider. Buy it, rent it, either way, I'm asking you to watch it. It'll bless your life.
And we're back to The Raising Men Show, and I'm your host, Craig Carlisle. And in studio today, we have my youngest son, Jackson Ray Carlisle, and we're doing wellness checks today. So again, if you're just tuning in, we're not doing the wellness checks like with life insurance or with your doctor. We're not trying to check your blood pressure, but we are trying to take the pulse and the blood pressure of your family, of your relationships, and see how you're doing. And so I'm asking my kids, you know, what am I doing better that I need to do more of, what I'm doing worse that I should not do anymore. And I wanted to make sure that we as a family know what we're all about. Our love languages, our communication styles, things like that make us happy, things that make us sad, in an effort to make sure that we are always doing well. And again, we're not going to always do well. Right, Jackson?
Right.
We're going to do the best we can as often as we can, because life can get kind of tough, huh?
Like what you say, as long as you do the best you can, as long as you know you did the best you can, that's all you can do.
That's all you can do. And it's funny you said that too, because one of the other things I'm trying to make sure that we do is you have to live every moment as if it were the last one you ever have, right?
Right. That's what you say, like in basketball practices. Basketball games.
Yeah.
Live it, play this game like it's the last one you'll ever play.
Yeah. Yeah. What about sitting in class, too? Can you do your schoolwork as if it were the last time you ever have school?
No. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think about that for studying and doing the things you're supposed to do? And do you think it's better for us to work hard and do our best all the time?
Yeah. Speaking of school today, we had a substitute because our teacher's not here. Most Mondays she's not here or she has meetings mm-hmm. at the school and she won't get done until like the end of the day. And we have the same sub for like every time, for almost every, let's just say every time.
Okay.
We need a substitute. Mm-hmm. Because we have a student teacher that she's in training to become a teacher, mm-hmm. and she's going to be teaching for this last 2 weeks of her being in her classroom.
Okay.
So she just started that today, and she's just there. And teacher and me and my friends at the beginning of school today, we were talking about, because we were talking about teachers and stuff, and we were saying, like, because my friends were just messing around, they're like, teachers are supposed to tell you, act like yourself, don't try to be anyone else. And I'm like, that is true. Then we go in class, and that's exactly like what our teacher kind of says. And she'll go off of that and like not let us be ourselves. I try to be myself in class. Like, I'm, like, at my old school, sometimes there'd be, like, times for, like, to have me funny and stuff. But, yeah, that's, again, sometimes I figure out my jacket, and I just go like this, and my shirt, like, put my hands inside my shirt, like, because I'm being myself.
Yeah.
Like, how I am.
Yeah.
And today, I was doing that, and I was still paying attention, so there's nothing to yell at me about.
Yeah.
And that, because we didn't have to write anything, we were just listening to what she says, because she was still going over the agenda. And then, and she says, take your hands out of your shirt, then I was messing around, I said, okay. So first time I went like this, and I crossed my hands, and I took them at the wrong holes on accident.
Oh my goodness.
Then she said, then the sub goes, the right holes, and then I had to go like this, but it was hard to get them out, and I was going like this, but it was kind of getting me frustrated, because she would say it like in a mean way, but I don't really like that sub. I'm not trying to say names, but she's not a really nice one.
Yeah, but then you have to take a moment then and think that you now know part of her communication style, mm-hmm. part of her love language, right? She probably doesn't like to be embarrassed or challenged in class, mm-hmm. right? She probably has her love language probably like works, right? Acts of service, mm-hmm. where if you act a certain way for her, she's probably going to be very excited. Versus if you don't act that way, she's probably going to feel frustrated and a little nervous and kind of act out a little bit. Mm-hmm. Is that fair? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
So now, the cool thing about love languages and learning communication styles is you can do that with everybody and look at all your classmates and people you know and understand how they communicate. Then you can actually learn a lot more about them and communicate better. What do you think about that?
That's like what people do at my school. Sounds reasonable.
Well, the cool thing I like about it is that as we are working with people and dealing and interacting with people, we probably should figure out how they are a little bit more. Instead of just being so concerned about who we are and how we are,
mm-hmm.
making people kind of just deal with us and take it or leave it.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about that? What do you think if we just told everybody, I don't care how you feel, just deal with it? How do you think that would make people feel if we just did that to
Not
them?
Too good, because they might think people won't care for what they do.
Yeah.
Or how they feel.
Is that kind of What do you think about what you just said in terms of how people are right now?
There's some, like, some girls at our school, because we play at school. Me and my friends, and a lot of other boys play. And so there's a lot of girls and a lot of boys that play. Mm-hmm. We play freeze tag, mm-hmm. and every day on the field we all meet up at the number 27 where you line up for fires, mm-hmm. because there's numbers, but it goes from 1 to 30-something, 34, I guess. And we line up at the 27, and we touch the 27, then you move out the way so other people can get there. And the last person, boy or girl, who gets there is that gender is it, because we do boys or girls sometimes. Okay. And sometimes we'll just do one person in it at the time, and then it'll be like infection. The first three people he tags are it with him. Then everybody else is like freeze. It's like freeze tag, yeah. Well, yeah. That's what it is, what freeze tag.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So with their freeze tag philosophy and helping people become better, what do you suggest to people that we do to help us become better friends, better family members?
Try to be a better family member or a better friend. Try to cooperate with them and have a strong relationship with them.
And how do you make your relationship stronger?
Communication.
Okay.
And quality time.
Quality time. Do you communicate well with your friends and family? Or I should say, how do you communicate with your friends and family?
I communicate with them pretty well.
Do you call people often or not?
That's one thing I'm not so good at. But I need to get better at that.
Yeah. Do you text more or email? Yeah.
I text more.
Okay, so at least you are reaching out to them more than just when you need a ride or you need something.
Right.
Okay.
Like, I called Miss Rose to see how she was doing.
Gotcha.
It's not too long ago.
That's awesome. Because people like when you reach out, and I don't think people really care for people who just call and reach out when you want something, right? I'm always encouraging you guys, hey, if you want to know your family, reach out to them. Find out how they are. And you have people to understand how their love language is as well, right? Maybe some of your family responds great to text or call.
Yeah, like auntie.
Yeah.
She'll text a lot and she'll call. She's both.
She's both, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty awesome, because I know you guys have your spooktacular adventure weekend coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's pretty soon. I'm excited for that. Evan's the only one who knows the theme.
Oh.
And last year... Well, if you don't know what it is, it's a tradition we do for, well, in our family, we go to our aunt's house and we have fun. We do Halloween games and we make Halloween type foods.
Yeah.
And pumpkin carving and stuff. This year, Evan only knows what it is. Well, last year it was Vampire Slayers, which was really fun.
Yeah, there's some people out there who don't celebrate Halloween. They make a big deal about, oh, it's the day of the devil and the day of the dead, and... You know, as a parent... Oh, yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
But we still celebrate it, though.
You know, but...
We're not celebrate, we more participate.
Yeah, exactly. Because, and as a parent, I look at it that way because I'm not celebrating the devil. I'm not celebrating anything bad. I'm taking the opportunity to let my kids have fun and have a great time either with friends or family. Like... You guys want to go back to the old neighborhood?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do this year, because me and Rowan are going trick-or-treating this year together, because me and him have matching costumes.
Oh, gotcha.
Because his just came in.
Just came in? Mm-hmm. So do you want to share what you guys are going to be for Halloween?
Yeah, sure. So we and him are going to be matching inflatable sumos.
Oh, my goodness.
But I would like for us to get more AA batteries, that because I need to carry them around for me and Rowan, because our things need batteries in the thing to keep it on.
The fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. We can take care of that.
Okay.
But so parents, Halloween, yes, is an odd sport. It's an odd time of the
year. I'm still trying to figure out how and who created Halloween.
Well, it's an opportunity to look up online, and we can post that on social media. You know what? We'll do. That's your homework. You're going to look up online. You're going to find out the history of Halloween.
Post it on my Instagram.
Exactly. So those who want to follow the answer that Jackson will bring forward on Instagram, give your Instagram handle.
At Jackson Carlisle.
And so make sure you spell it because you
did it. J-A-X-E-N space C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E.
Okay, so it's at J-A-X-E-N space C-A-R-L-I-S-L-E.
If it's not space, either they're connected, I think. I'll check.
Okay, we'll post it for you.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. So we're not advocating, you know, any one holiday other. What we are advocating is the spending of quality time and spending the time connecting with your children and spouses and building those long lasting relationships. That's what we're fostering. So whatever it is, if you don't celebrate Halloween or don't participate in Halloween, and don't participate in Christmas or whatever it is, find some tradition
that you can participate in.
That you can participate in.
We don't celebrate Halloween. We just participate.
Exactly. And you all have been listening to the Raising Men Show. And again, we're doing wellness checks. And we probably will do two more episodes of these at some point. I want to talk to my 15-year-old and talk to maybe my soon-to-be 14-year-old, because Ryan will be 14 here and pretty soon.
In a month. And maybe Shane, too.
And maybe Shane again, too. I did him. We worked together on a radio show before. But we'll get him again. He's in Arizona. Call him. Have him get on the show. Again, you're listening to the Raising Men Show, and I hope you parents are having a good time. And take something from this. The takeaway is make those connections. Find out your love languages. Find out where you are. Check your health, your physical, your mental, your spiritual. Definitely your family connections. See you next time on the Raising Men Show. It's been a long time. Preach up. You got it. I'm back. This is Craig Carlisle, the host of the Raising Men Show, and I'm back Tuesdays, 2 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific, right here on WKBY 1080 AM and WKBY1080.net. Tune in and we'll have real talk about real life.
Hey everyone, my name is Eric Tomlinson with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate, where we design the sale of your home around you. With our nationwide network of agents, you and your family are at the center of every decision, conversation, and step of the journey to your next home. From hello to congratulations, selling your home with the Tomlinson Group at Rancon Real Estate is designed to both learn and surpass your expectations. Call me today at 951-970-6727 so we at the Tomlinson Group can begin surpassing your expectations today. We want to work for you.